So, you may have noticed that I'm a little high-strung. I'm cool with that, but on occasion it can make life difficult. For example, I was reading the internet yesterday when I came across this story that I doubt made the front page of the Trib, but that's only because that paper has no idea what's important. Apparently, in San Juan Capistrano, some guys were teeing off on the 12th hole the other day, and a fucking shark fell from the sky onto the tee. A shark fell from the sky. It's fucking raining sharks. Hallelujah. It's raining sharks. Whoa. Seriously, though, these are the goddamn end times. Everyone's been making all those stupid fucking jokes about the Mayans and the apocalypse, but fuck, now I'm actually giving it some serious goddamn thought. Wouldn't it be just like the fucking Bears to field a Super Bowl championship caliber team the year the season got called on account of the end of the world? That totally sounds like what it's like to be a Bears fan. The Mayans have shit going down on December 21st, which would put it right after the rematch with the Packers when our championship hopes could be at the highest. I could totally see this happening. On Tuesday, I was just worried about the other teams noticing that Mike LeSueur was tearing us up for 5.5 a carry up the middle, and now despite the fact the final scores are really high, our games have been worryingly close till late in the second half. I was also worried about what will happen if the age in our defense starts to show or someone gets hurt. But now I'm just terrified of a fucking shark storm. I mentioned this to Jeff, and he didn't give a shit. Apparently alpacas are his fucking trigger for concern. Well, I'm from the fucking Midwest. Do you think people from Illinois know how to fucking comprehend a deluge of sharks? Shit, man, a brief cloudburst of bluegill would freak us the fuck out. I'm currently looking out the window of my office waiting for a hailstorm of beluga whales, because I live in goddamn D.C., and you know Dan Snyder would demand the biggest and most expensive even at the apocalypse. So yeah, I'm clearly fucking losing it. But that's because the Bears aren't. They're looking too good too early, and that leaves me nothing to do but envision increasingly ridiculous ways this will all fall apart on us. Don't think I'm not looking at the calendar and freaking out about the Titans game. Jeff and Noah are attending that one together, and historically those two clowns at a Bears game are the fucking two horsemen of the apocalypse. There's no disaster I won't consider in play for that game if we make it past the Panthers on Sunday. Holy fire could rain down on us. Lovey's head could start spinning around like the Exorcist. Brandon Marshall could get raptured on the 1 yard line and cost us the win. But my God, it's only 10 a.m. and I need a drink. And to stop reading those so shitty they're hysterical Left Behind novels. So ladies and gentlemen, your 2012 Chicago Bears, where the beer flows like wine and the apocalypse looms like the raining sharks of Capistrano.